Saturday night, the Mint Gallery hosted a grand reopening party, its first event in their new home. The event featured music from local rock band Little Tybee, readings curated by Leap Year artist Johnny Drago, and, of course, artwork on the walls from numerous artists, including Nick Madden, Henry Detweiler, Jared Kelly, Jane Garver, Sean Fahey, Ashley Anderson, and many others. This is Mint's founder, Erica Jameson.
I mean, our whole goal is to be this community-based arts organization.
In just over 6 years, Mint has grown beyond being simply a gallery space. They've worked with hundreds of artists, partnered with fellow arts organizations to put together the Gather Atlantis Symposium, and they're in the second year of the Leap Year Mentorship Program, which provides local artists with resources and studio space.
What are we doing to help the community? Of course, we're providing this exhibition space and trying to give people a reason to stay in Atlanta to create artwork and to go out and do and be involved. But, you know, surely there's more that we can do and there's more that's needed.
But back in December, Mint closed up their Sampson Street location where the gallery had been for 2 years, sitting just off of the Beltline in Atlanta's old Fourth Ward. And that brings us to this past weekend's grand reopening.
We are actually taking over the gallery side of Youngblood Gallery and Boutique.
Youngblood is the vibrant gallery and shop on North Highland. It's been a mainstay for artists since Maggie White and Kelly Teasley opened it in 1997. But late last year, they announced that they would be closing after 15 years. Moving Mint into that space seems to complete a full circle in the Atlanta arts community, as Jameson cites Youngblood as being a major inspiration for Mint's inception.
And Kelly Teasley was one of the first people that I met with to say, look, I want to do this gallery thing. How do you do it? And they've just been such an inspiration over the last 6 years, and they've cultivated this community. So we're really excited to kind of, like you said, come full circle and, you know, keep it moving forward.
The Mint Gallery is now open to the public in their new home at 636 North Highland Avenue. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.